It's 20 years this year since the Lewis started running in Dublin. Not long after, a similar rail system was proposed for Cork and Galway at Lewis. When Fianna Fáil, the Greens and the PDs went into government in 2007, their programme for government promised a feasibility study into at Lewis within 2 years. 17 years later, it's done, commissioned by the National Transport Authority, making a case for a 15-kilometre corridor from Knocknacarra, past the hospital, the university, over the River Corrib, through the city centre and out to Parkmore in the east at a cost of around €1.3 billion in today's costs. Pauline O'Reilly is a Galway-based Green Party senator and is with us now. Pauline O'Reilly, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about how a light rail system in Galway would work.
Yeah, look, so when we went into government, I myself actually put this feasibility study into the programme for government because, you know, there'd been a lot of talk in Galway, I suppose, over a long period of time over our traffic, but also that something like light rail wouldn't work. And so I think a lot of people are surprised that what the NTA are finding through this study is that actually it's more than feasible to have it in Galway. Galway is quite a narrow city, so it would run from a west to east or east to west trajectory. And without any other, I suppose, improvements to bus networks and so on, it would take 10% of the traffic. But actually, if you include into that all of the other bus connects that are, you know, have already got planning permission now, just the light rail alone would carry almost 20%, so about 18% of the traffic, and then add into that buses and so on. And it would have a park and ride at each end, Knocknacarra and Oranmore, and that would allow people to come in from the rural parts of the county. So it is very exciting. They looked at it quite far out. Well, they looked at it quite far out into the early 2040s, but they took that as their starting point. But what they did conclude at the end of the report is that it could go ahead much faster.
Okay.
If joined in with other transport methods. So look, at everybody says, Gavin, at the start of any of these projects, I can't see this. This isn't going to work. Let's just put in more car infrastructure. And that's why Galway is the way that it is. It's people lacking vision. It's people not prioritising us.
Okay.
And that's why I think that now is a massive opportunity. And people are very excited by this report, as they should be.
There are practical problems. The narrowness of Galway streets, for example. Where would it cross the river, for example?
Well, I mean, with the bus connects itself is going to prioritise, just as it's happening in Dublin, it's going to prioritise buses along particular routes, particularly through the centre. That's what the Galway Transport Strategy is all about. And this is part of that Galway Transport Strategy. So,
Where would a light rail system cross the River Corrib?
Well, this particular study, what it says is, here are the corridors. But I mean, at the moment, what we're looking at is crossing over by the university and going up through Woodkey and into
that's over the Salmon Weir Bridge, yes?
Exactly, yes,
that would be
exactly.
Quite difficult.
Well, I mean, this is what Atkins are good at, and they are talking about this being feasible. So, you know, I mean, you and I aren't engineers, and certainly we don't have the experience that Atkins Realis has, and they are saying that it is feasible.
The bridge would need some strengthening. We've had over 20 years of proposals for a light rail system in Galway, right back to Corrib Light Rail.
We've had a really long time of lots of different proposals for
Galway.
And
it was in your party's programme for government right back as far as 2007, and this is still only a feasibility study.
It is a feasibility study.
It would require huge political buy-in and public buy-in, given the expense and the likely disruption. How likely is that, Pauline O'Reilly?
Well, it isn't likely unless people decide that they want to vote people in who do care about alternatives. And that's what I care about. We were out of government for 10 years, and look what happens. Everything stands still. When you look at rail, six decades with no progress whatsoever in rail, and now that's happening, and we're seeing the clearing of the Western Rail Corridor. So if you want these things to happen, absolutely, you have to decide that you want to prioritise them, and you have to have politicians who prioritise these things. And we have had a really long time in Galway, and there has never been a Green TD actually elected in Galway.
Okay.
But we have never had people who have prioritised Rail, who have prioritised the bus connects, which has now got planning permission, who have prioritised the station around Cairns. We now have 7 new services.
Okay. Just before I let you go, just on long planned infrastructure projects for Galway, what's the latest on Galway's ring road plans?
Well, you'd have to ask the council, because they were meant to submit more paperwork to onboard Planola, and they've delayed in that. But look, I've made it quite clear that my priority is public transport. We can now see through this feasibility study, adding to that all of the other infrastructure like bus connects, that actually this is the massive change. This is what people have been waiting for, and this is the thing that should get priority in my view.
Pauline O'Reilly, Galway-based Green Party Centre, thank you for speaking with us.